Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Chaf Daled, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav and Vilnsur Daf. It's right at the top of Yotes Amud Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Al Shalosh Averos Hanashim Mesos B'Shas Leidasan. There are three Averos that if a woman is not careful with them, she will die at the time she gives birth. Al Sheinan Zehiros Benida B'Chalu V'Adlakas Aner. If they're not careful with the Halachas of Nida, with taking off Chala from their dough and with lighting candles on Erev Shabbos. Gemara quotes the Mishnah Al Shalosh Averos Hanashim Mesos V'Chulu. It was Tanaitane. There are those that teach Yaldos, that young children will die because of these Averis, and Isanaitani Yaldos, there are those that teach that a woman, when she's giving birth, she's going to die, which is the Girs of our Mishnah. Madamar Yaldos, the one that says that young children will die, where does this come from? Tani B'Shem Rebuda, it was taught in the Rebuda, but Avin Hanadarim, Habanim Mesim, because of the sin of a person making a neder, not keeping to it, the children will die. And Umatama, what's the source for this? Lashavi Kesias Benechim, the Pasuk says, for nothing I've struck your children, and for nothing over here means that a person made a neder and he didn't keep to it, he basically did nothing when he should have done something. And that's where we could have this concept that young children can die because of the avera of their parent. Whereas Uman Demar Yoldois, according to the Man de Omar, that a woman's going to die in childbirth. How do we understand this? Mikan, from here we learn, She'ina Satan Mekatrig El B'Shah Sakana, that the Satan is only Mekatrig. He's only able to have power at the time of Sakana. In other words, it could be that a person did an avera, but he won't be able to be punished for it until he happens to be in a time of danger. And then the Satan's able to jump in and tell Hashem, look, this guy has a score you have to settle with him, and only then he's able to be punished. And since childbirthing is a time of danger, this is when a woman is able to be punished for not being careful with nida chala and adok saner. Now, where do we see this concept of the satan being mekatei gushas hakana? So, Rav Pinchas quotes Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who says b'shem Rechiya Barva, k'siv, it says the pasuk v'nifnei Elazar kain yamid v'shal loy b'mishpat urim, and in front of Elazar kain you shall stand and ask him about the mishpat of the urim. This is referring to asking the urim v'tumim, and we clarify that b'seder ha'urim in k'siv kan, it doesn't say b'seder ha'urim ela b'mishpat urim. It says b'mishpat urim. And what do we learn from here? El malam in this teaches us, B'shash Yisrael Yotzim L'machama, that when Bnei Yisrael is going out to wage war, that's what we're asking the Urim V'Tumim about, Bezen Shamala Yoshen Alein, Im L'Nsayach Im L'Hinatzeach, Bezen Shamala is sitting and judging, are they going to win, or are they going to be triumphed over? And that's his concept, that at a time of danger, the Satan has the ability to be Mekatreg, which is why the Pasuk is using the word Mishpat, there's a real Mishpat going on in Shemayim. Now, Amar Rechiya Barva, he tells us, we have another Pasuk that says, Kiseitze Machne Aleivecha, when a Machne camp goes out against your enemy, Nishmartem Kol Davara, you shall be careful from all bad things. And the question is, if they're not going out to wage war, they don't need shmira from Kol Davara? Of course they do. So what's the emphasis over here? El Mikan, from here we learn, the Satan is only able to be when it's a time of danger, and a time of war is a time of danger. And that's what the Pasuk is pointing out, when you go out to war. Another source, Bar Yaakov, the Pasuk tells us, that a mishap might happen along the way. This is Yaakov saying this about Binyamin going with his brothers. He was afraid that something would happen along the way. Ask the Gemara, Babayis Loi, that something can't happen at home, something could also happen at home. El Mikan, rather from here we learn, She'ina Satan Mekatreg El B'Shas Sakana, the Satan's Mekatreg only at a time of danger, and going out on a journey on the road is a time of danger, and that's when it's more ripe for something to happen. Now, our business is B'Shem Rablaya, Ksiv, another Pasuk tells us, Yoim Tsar V'Techecha U'Na'atza HaYoim Hazeh, that today is a day of Tsara, Techecha, and Na'atza. This Pasuk was said by Chizkiyo HaMelech when the king of Ashur sent his general with a huge army, and we can totally understand how it was a Yoim Tsara and Na'atza. The question is, why Techecha? What does it have to do with anything? And that's what the question is. Hayoyim Azeh, Hayoyim Acher Loi, only this day was Hayoyim Techecha and not any other day? El Mikan, from here we learn, She'ein HaSatan Mekatreg El B'Shas Sakana, that a time of danger, which is also referring to a time of war, the Satan is Mekatreg. And that's why it's a time of Techecha that we have to do tshuva to repent for our sins. And Rav Eir Bar Nagri, he tells us, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Bishafta Yetzei Rasha. When he is judged, may the evil one go out. Yetzei Tzadik Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Bishafta Yetzei Rasha. It doesn't say anything about a Tzadik, it mentions judgment and a Rasha. El Mikan, from here we learn, She'ein HaSatan Mekatreg El B'Shas Sakana. Now we have some practical examples of this. Amar of Babar Bina, he tells us, Nesar Shu Metuach Mikagel Gag, if there's a board stretched across two roofs from one roof to another, Afilu Rach of Kama, even if it's very wide, Asr Halachalav, it's Asr to walk across it. Lama, why is that? El Mikan She'ein HaSatan Mekatreg El B'Shas Sakana. And it's a Shas Sakana to go from one roof to another, so even though the board of wood between these two roofs is very wide, one should still not walk across it. And Rav Amar, he tells us, Hayashiv Beis Miraya, every person lives in a rickety old shaky house. Aysa Malchamav is Denistus Shalai, he turns Malchamav into his creditor. It's like he owes the Malchamavis something, if you will. Because the Pasuk says, Yashi Mavis Aleimai. What's the understanding of the word Yashi? Like it says in the Pasuk, Kisa Shebriacha Mashas Me'uma. When you claim a debt from someone, so this lashon of Yashi or Sasha is like claiming a debt or owing a debt. And so we see Yashi Mavis Aleimai, the Mavis, death, or the Malchamavis, he has a debt over this person who lives in this rickety old house. And again, that's because there's a danger of it falling on him. And our believer Levi tells us, that that there's three places where the satan is able to be makatrig more. Hamahalch b'derech ba'atzmai, if a person's walking along the way by himself, by yashem b'ayis afel atzmai, a person sleeping in a dark house by himself, and v'amafarsh b'yam gadol, someone who goes out on the big sea on a journey, that's also a very dangerous time embarking on a sea journey, and the satan is able to be makatrig then. And more about going on a sea voyage. Amar Yitzchak bar Meryon, Yuluy dechsev, if not for the fact that pasuk tells us, Koyamar Hashem, Anosim b'yam darech, so says Hashem, one who places a path in the sea, Kimishay adam yoyal seichay, hayameis, one person goes into it, meaning if a person would try to travel across the sea, he would die. And it's only because Hashem commands that the sea provide a pathway for travelers, that's the only reason why one's able to travel on it. Now, Rabban Amrin, they explain the pasuk as follows, Anosim b'yam darech, minat seres v'adachag. That's referring to from Shavuos until Sukkos. It's not the rainy season, the seas are calmer, and therefore there's a derech, a way through the sea. Now, the pasuk also says, Uvamayim azim nesiva, a path among mighty waters. This is referring to minachag v'adachanukah, from Sukkos until Chanukah, where it's the rainy season and the seas are much stormier. There isn't a derech through the sea, there's only a nesiva, and a nesiva is a much narrower path than a derech. We have a story, Rabbi Yosef b'Rid Ram Tanchum de Kfar Agin, Hoyba Asya, he was in Asya, Chavdal Ram Bezatab, also by a Mifresh, Min Chagav al Chanukta, he wanted to go on a sea journey from Sukkos until Chanukah, and Chamse Chad Matroina, he met a certain noble woman, Armalei, she told him, Kidan Mifrashin, you're going to go out like this, such a dangerous time, and his Chamile Avoy, his father came to him in a dream and said the following pasuk to him, Vigam Kavura Le Haisalai, he's also not going to have Kavura, and Veloy Shamalai Din Veloy Din, he didn't listen to either of them, Va'azal Biyama, and he went to the sea, and according to some versions, he died. Another story of Kayin, Achad Ruchi Barba, Hava Parish, he was going on a sea journey, also by Mifresh Min Chagel Chanukta, he was going to go on this voyage from Sukkos until Chanukah, Amal Achad Tzloy Aloy, he told his brother, please daven for me, Amalai, his brother told him, In the Tzlisi Allah, yes, I'll daven for you, Elbi Shino, In Chamisinun Litzibur Mitzalian Lemitra, if you see that Tzibur is davening for rain, Loitis Rachet Tzloysi, you should not rely on my Tfilis, and here's a good sign you should keep for yourself, Hada at Kotr Lavach, Kotr Raglach, when you're tying your lulav, that's when you should tie your feet and not go anywhere. Namely, when a person's tying the lulav, that's Sukkos time, which is when we shake lulav, and we start davening for rain right after Sukkos, and that's when you should tie your feet and not travel anywhere, because it's much more dangerous. We continue explaining the Mishnah, Al-Sha'inan and Zahiris Benidah V'chal V'adlakas Haner. The Gemara now shows what the common denominator between all these things are. Adam Rishon, Damish Al-Oilam. Adam Rishon was the blood of the world. The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Ve'ed Yalam in Ha'aretz, and a mist went up from the ground, and right afterwards, it tells us that Hashem fashioned Adam from the ground. So just like water, which is the mist that the Pasuk is talking about, was brought to this world in order to now take the dirt and make man out of it, and we know that water is the main liquid that sustains the world, so Adam is compared to blood, which is the liquid that sustains man and people. And what happened? Chava caused him to die. Therefore, Masu mitzvah nida l'isha, that's why the mitzvah of nida was given to women. Well, Adam Rishon, Adam Rishon was like the pure chala of the world. The Chesed of the Pasuk says, V'yitzar Hashem l'kim es Adam afer min Adama, and Hashem created Adam as dirt from the ground, and that's just like chala. You knead a dough, and then you take off a piece, give that to the kayin, that's the chala. So too, Adam, Hashem made the dirt, and then he took from the choicest of that dirt and made Adam. Now just pause for a second. V'sayakai demar Rabbi Yossi bar Katzarta, this is just like Rabbi Yossi bar Katzarta, that kivan she'isha mekashkashas yisas b'mayim, when a woman sprinkles or mixes water into her dough, himagbes chalasa, that's when she takes off her chala, which is just like Hashem putting water into the dirt and then making Adam from it. Now going back to discuss this, v'garmaloi chava misa, chava caused Adam to die, v'kach therefore masu mitzvahs chal isha, that's when the mitzvah of chal was given specifically to women. And lastly, b'lalakas haner, what does lighting candles have to do with anything? Adam Rishon ner shel olam haya, Adam Rishon was the light of the world. Shenemar kas pasuk says, ner lekim nishmas Adam, that the ner of Hashem is a neshama of Adam, v'garmaloi chava misa, and chava caused him to die, v'kach masu mitzvahs haner leisha, that's when the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles was given specifically to women. Now Tani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Shloisha div kemisahin, the three bonds of death, if you will. This means that the three things that will cause a person to die, perhaps quicker than other things, Shloisha nimsur l'isha, all three of them were given to women. Ve'eluhin, these are them, mitzvahs nida, mitzvahs chala, mitzvahs hadlaka. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with halacha zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.